This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube as well. At the Team 980. All right, it is 6:05 on a Monday, which means it's our 6 o'clock segment. And at 6, we're very fond of picking 6 things, whether it's the top headlines of the day, as we'll do most of the rest of the week, or on Fridays, we pick players that we think are going to be important in the Commanders game. And then on Monday, we review them, and as is established, it's 6 o'clock on Monday. Anthony, just hit the button.
The 6 biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
Well, they've been so good so far this year. So many different players contributing. Let's start off with
number one.
Number one is a guy that I had the pick this week, and I said the pass rush needs to get home. They need to figure out how to get pressure on Kyler Murray, and they signed a particular player in the offseason to be their most prolific pass rusher. And this guy, well, he I think he wound up with a half a sack officially getting credited for, but he showed up in this aspect and others, and that is Frankie Luvu. Luvu played a really, really solid game on Sunday. You see his mobility. You see his physicality. You see some of the pass rush juice in a way that I don't think we had seen as much of so far. And I mentioned a play during first and 10 off the top of the show where he is in a stunt where he's like, because the thing is with Luvu, like sometimes he is playing as a blitzing linebacker and getting pass rush that way. And he helped jam up the pocket a couple times doing that. But also sometimes he lines up on the edge and he legitimately is a rush edge. And there was one stunt that he ran with John Allen where Kyler got rid of the ball quickly and it wanted to be a completion. But you're like, oh, that was it. And if they can start hitting that stuff more often, Anthony, I think they can start to turn up the pressure on a lot more than just Kyler Murray with a, let's call it mediocre offensive line for the Cardinals, but against good, better lines and guys that you know, are better quarterbacks as well, that maybe aren't as limited in the pocket as Kyler is.
Yeah, I think he also ran that same stunt with Deron Payne when they went.
I'm sure.
We used to call it like Cinco package when Ron was here. I'm not sure what they call it.
Yeah, no,
now.
That's another thing that I'm glad you point out. Like, they are running some 3-4 fronts.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to call it the Cinco package where they had 5 linemen on the field, but it was all linemen. Now it's 3 down with 4, or like with 2 standing linebackers. And sometimes it's Fowler, sometimes it's Armstrong, sometimes it's Luvu, sometimes it's Jamin, sometimes it's John Baptiste. But like they are legitimately running a hybrid defense that is sometimes 4 down and sometimes 3 down. And then they're doing crazy stuff on 3rd down. Like they got 2 dudes standing up, dudes floating around. Like the dude who might have his hand in the ground is Deron Payne, but he's lined up as a defensive end. And you got 3 dudes standing next to him. They're doing crazy stuff on 3rd down, which I thoroughly enjoy. way. But yeah, that they're really starting to mix some stuff up, and it makes it very unpredictable. And they're using, the thing is, like, they're using skill sets, right? It's how do we design something around our guys? And for Luvu and also for Jamin, like, they are using Jamin to drop in zone blitzes and, like, oh, I thought you changed into pass rusher. Well, he's still a better coverage guy than any other edge player that they have outside of Luvu. And so they're using him as a zone dropper in zone pressures. And so there's just some really good innovative stuff that's happening. And I think Luvu's at the center of it. And I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see him continue to run into people very forcefully, Anthony. That is really my takeaway from this game.
He forced a fumble too, though, right?
Yeah.
On Michael Wilson?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, that was so late in the game that you almost forget about it. But yeah, they got a turnover. And who was it? It was Frankie Luvu.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Craig. Way to use your number one pick effectively.
That was a great number one pick.
Your number one pick was pretty good, too.
My number one pick was Jeremy McNichols. And again, on Friday, I didn't expect him to, you know, have the same impact as an Austin Ekeler. I just wanted him to be solid. But him being solid, you know, turned into him running hard and being able to, you know, rattle off a 27-yard touchdown run. Also being able to convert a 4th-and-1. And he was out there running hard. You know, he was out there to spell Brian Robinson, and he did a hell of a job doing that. He protected the ball. He caught the ball. He did everything that you needed, you know, for a, I guess, backup running back to do, and he did it well. So very good to see him go out there, lead block for Jaden Daniels, one play. He just does everything
B-Rob on some others.
Yeah, whatever you need him to do, he will do that for you. And I think that's why, you know, he's an Adam Peters guy, because they see he does whatever it takes to, you know, win.
Jeremy McNichols played well enough that he earned himself snaps when Ekeler is back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that dude runs hard. Like, you want to talk about the identity of this team? Because I think he was a captain for this game. Technically, he was a special teams captain, but, like, whatever. Like, he played like a captain. He played like a guy that, like, I'm going to set the tone. And to do that in a limited amount of snaps, nevertheless, like, the efficacy. Like, good job, Jeremy McNichols. Like, running the football is hard when you're not in a rhythm, and he just comes in. He's like, I'm going to run for a touchdown. Look at me go. And he just runs through tackles, runs through arm tackles, hits the hole when he's supposed to hit the hole, hits it hard, gets through, like, that dude, they trusted him in big spots, big pass protection situations, big blocks. And then obviously you got, you know, you don't know the touchdown run's going to be a touchdown run, but you do know fourth down's pretty important, and they give the ball to him on fourth down. So they did a really good job of using OZ, who we'll talk about next. But talk about using OZ as kind of an Ekeler replacement for a lot of stuff. But there's just certain stuff that running backs need to do. And McNichols picked up that stuff in a tremendous way.
Number three.
Alamide Zaccheaus. I will give credit to Linnell Willingham, so you know this is going to be good. Linnell, we were at Wizards Media Day earlier today, and he goes, did you know that OZ only played 18 snaps? And I was like, what? Yeah. The impact that dude had in 18 snaps. You want to talk about being out there with a purpose, being out there with intention. They did a great job early. You know, some of the stuff that Cliff designs really well. That first third down, they get that little out route. OZ, easy catch, gets up the field. Some of the orbit actions and some of that stuff, which is, you know, I don't know how much of that he knew already versus like, hey, we need you to run these motions and be in these places this week. But there are times that he lined up in the backfield and motioned out. They didn't hand him the football any, but they clearly just said, like, who's the guy on our team that is most like Austin Ekeler? We can't replace Austin Ekeler, but who is the guy that we can run some of our Austin Ekeler stuff for in the pass game that we think is the most dangerous? And the answer was Alamide Zaccheaus. And so they ran it for Alamide Zaccheaus, and he did really well. 6 catches, I think it was 85, 84 yards, something like that. I mean, he had a heck of a day. And, you know, that is, I think, a great reminder in general, like, for all of us. These dudes in the NFL are freaky athletic. Like, there are just there are great athletes all over this league. And that's what makes the guys who are the most special so ridiculous, is like the Christian McCaffreys amongst everyone else are that much better. But there's a lot of dudes that if they were just given opportunities could put up some pretty significant numbers, and Alamide Zaccheaus is one of those guys. And the enthusiasm he brings is something Dan talks about a lot, how into it he is for his teammates on the sideline. And then he goes out there and puts up a performance like that. Great job for all the reasons that we picked him on Friday, right? The reason we said is like, who's the guy that we think can replace Ekeler? And while he doesn't get any huge explosive plays, he gets a couple of really nice chunks, keeps the offense moving. made the offense as reliable as it has been. And good job, OZ, on all that.
Yeah, OZ was a heck of a pick. Heck of a day for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number four, my number two, Jeremy Chinn.
Good pick.
I think he had his best day as a Commander yesterday. Granted, the first drive wasn't all that great, but outside of that, like, he bounced back and he was able to, you know, just have a lot of impact in the game. He came down. He was a short tackler. I think he had seven solo tackles. Which is huge because, again, tackling in space and just tackling your man in general has been a struggle for all of Washington defenders. So the fact that he was consistent in that aspect. Also, he had a huge hit on special teams. I'm on a kickoff.
Yeah, I thought it's interesting. Like, he and Kwon are both playing kickoff coverage.
Yeah.
They're just like, screw it. This is a chance. And, like, I think it speaks to the mentality of DQ, right? Like, hey, this is a chance to make a play. This is a chance to, like, we know we're going to get hit on the ball. And so let's stick two guys out there that can go stick their nose in and force a fumble. And they did. They just didn't recover it. I think it was a great pick. And I think Chinn did have his best game. He's continued to get better and prove why. Like, he's the guy. He's the starter for a reason. They picked him up for a reason. They stuck with him through two games that were probably overrated in their badness by the fans and media because he was worth it. Because he was going to knock the rust off and be good. And last week, you know, against Cincinnati, that play he makes on Gesicki where he shows some range. He had a couple more like that where he just fires off and you're like, dang, that dude can get there. I don't know that I want him in the post covering the entire field, but if he's a cover two safety, he can be responsible for his half just fine. Yep. And the way he breaks on the ball, I mean, I think it's a combination of awareness and skill, right? There's so many plays where he is a safety and he's in his zone. And he sees a quick game happen in front of him. And you have to get there and you have to be sure-handed. And you have to not only make the tackle, but you have to make the tackle backwards. You have to make sure the point of the catch is where the route stops. Not a guy catches it, turns, and if he just spins forward, it's an immediate tackle. But he spins forward and gets some extra couple of yards. It goes from third and three, or maybe that's fourth down, to a first down. And a seven-yard game becomes 10. And Chinn is fantastic at arriving and being like, this is all you get. When I have arrived, no more forward progress. Yep. And Chinn's ability to do that with consistency is fantastic. The other thing I think I'll say real quick on Chinn, Anthony, is his presence in the run game unlocks Luvu to do some of the stuff that he did. Because he plays in the run game like a linebacker, like Luvu at times can shoot gaps and do stuff that like other smaller players sometimes do, because you can trust that Chinn will actually hold his gap. And to be able to have that kind of speed on the field, and like it lets Percy Butler, you know, play really fast and like just be that single high safety that rockets down into the box and stops run plays or does what he does over the top. But like Chinn's ability to kind of do the bigger guy stuff in a little guy's body with a little guy's skill set for the most part is special, and I think unlocks this defense. It keeps it balanced, right? You can't just run at him because he can actually take on a guard and shed him and make a block and not get put, even if he doesn't make the play, hold his gap in a way that most safeties can't in the box. And that is a really, really special and important trait.
Number five.
Number five was Emmanuel Forbes, who I think had a, like, I'll put it this way. If this had been week one for Emmanuel Forbes, I think we're all pretty happy with how he played. I know we have this silly Take Command promo running right now that, I'm trying to get off the air as soon as possible because Emmanuel earned it getting off the air, where I think the last time we saw him, some of his effort, like, wasn't there. He wasn't playing hard enough. He played hard yesterday. He did all the things he was supposed to do. I think in a couple of weeks, that, comeback route that he whiffed on, right? The one to Michael Wilson later in the game where it gets completed on the deep comeback and Emmanuel runs by it and he swats the ball and he's late. Give him a couple of weeks. Let that hand get a little bit healthier. Let his timing and his rhythm get a little bit better. And we might see our first Emmanuel Forbes pick six. I think he's going to take a couple weeks to understand and trust in this defense and say, like, all right, these are the things I can give up. These are the things I can't. But he did stick his nose in there. He did play. You know, obviously, it took him a while to get on the field. They started with Sainer still on the outside. Noah Igbinoghene played well again on the inside. So I think they're probably going to keep rotating those guys to try to keep them fresh. And Noah brings a physicality that I think they like. But having Forbes as part of that rotation is huge. And, you know, credit to BSJ. We talked about this in first and 10. BSJ traveled with Marvin Harrison. I did not think that was going to happen. But having Forbes as another outside corner, as someone who can rely on to do their job, is really important. And, you know, in the run game, he's not exactly the most physical guy. He's not necessarily making tackles, but he'll go dive at a guy's knees, and that can set the edge just as well as running into him. And so as long as you get the job done, that's all that matters. And I think Emmanuel Forbes, by and large, had a get-the-job-done kind of game. Had a missed tackle, I think, in the run game later in the second half. But again, like, I'm willing to give him a couple of weeks on that stuff as long as he's trying and he's in the right place and he's giving a solid effort, because that's part rust, as we talked about with a guy like Chin. And so I think all in all, I don't know that it was I can look it up, but I don't think his PFF grade is going to be awesome. But, like, I give, on the pass fail scale, no doubt that Emmanuel Forbes passed in his return.
I like what I saw. Yeah, his thumb, once he figures it out, I think he's going to be good. It definitely did look like he was a little hesitant on everything, to be honest.
But your timing can be rusty. Like, that is... That is what it is. Let's see. His PFF grade was, it wasn't very good. It was a 46, tackling 24. But, like, he missed a tackle or two. Okay? Like, pretend it's week one. Are we like, hey, okay, dude's missed tackles in week one.
Yeah.
It's got to get better. That's not saying it's okay. But the stuff that got messed up this week was not the stuff that has been messed up for him in the past, and that's an important distinction.
Number six.
Number six was Mr. Marvin Harrison Jr., and Craig, I think we did a good job on Mr. Harrison Jr. Granted, the first drive, he definitely had a couple of catches. And I was thinking, you know, this is going to be a long day for the Commanders. First play, right to him. Second, and then they drive all the way down, fourth and three or whatever it was, fourth and inches. They throw the tud over Noah Igbinoghene. But after that, I think the rush helped, you know, the back end. You know, us sending all the blitzes and things of that nature. Didn't, you know, we didn't give Kyler Murray those opportunities to be able to find a Marvin Harrison Jr. Down the field. So I'm not going to necessarily say it was all the back end, but I think the rush definitely had a huge factor in, you know, limiting, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. and also what Kyler Murray could do.
It takes a village. It takes a village.
to stop number one?
To stop a guy that's that good. And it takes the safeties over the top. It takes Benjamin as the corner who did the bulk of the work. It takes Joe Witt Jr. figuring out what is it that we need to do. After that first drive, he's like, screw it. No one's covering him except for BSJ. Like, okay, fine. We're not letting you get these matchups that you want. And Benjamin did a great job. Again, did he give up nothing? No. It's unreasonable to give up nothing in a 60-minute game to a star stud receiver, which Marvin Harrison absolutely is. He had like 130 yards each of the last couple of weeks after a slow week one, and they did a really great job on him. But it also helps when, you know, when the rush gets home. And those two things are married, and excellent job by that pass rush unit. Excellent job by Joe. And something I wrote in my notes that I think is worth pointing out on both sides. I wrote it at different times in the game about each coordinator. I wrote, Joe is not scared. Cliff is not scared. The way that Joe called the game defensively, leaving at times one-on-one man coverage on the back end, maybe, or just one-on-one coverage with one safety to cover the entirety of the field, and getting some extra guys in the rush, making things muddy and complicated. And then Cliff, you know, the amount of times he trusted Jaden in the dropback game, I think it was a really well-coached game. Like, generally, this team is well-coached. They're not making a bunch of dumb mistakes in the way that they have in the past and that poorly coached teams do. But I also think this particular game, they did a good job of feeling out the game and figuring out what was working and not. And that lets all the things we just talked about those six players, five of theirs and one of the Cardinals, pan out the way that it does. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And that is our pick six at six. Coming up next, it is Tell the Truth Monday. So we take your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. You tell the truth about what you think about the Commanders after that 42-14 win. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.